to the Teach Happier podcast. I'm Suzanne Daly, your delighted host. Let's get into the healthiest headspace and heart space for our upcoming week working in schools, whatever our important role may be. Ah, here we are, back in the illustrious Teach Happier podcast studio. Read my closet. I hope everyone who's tuning in had a restful spring break. After a super busy weekend at the ASCD National Conference in Washington, D.C., growing our community by a few hundred more members, I was also able to catch my breath, unplug, and press pause and play. See what I did there? So 2 weeks ago, we uncovered the idea that everyone's plate is a different size. Depending on what's happening at work or at home, plates can become fuller, faster. But the aha was that although we know this is true for others, we were encouraged to recognize it's also true for us. Another week, another metaphor. Now, I know it's all about college basketball right now. And yes, I have jumped right on that Iowa bandwagon and I am all in. But it's not college basketball we're talking about this week, but rather a reminder of something from college football. And we talk about it in our book, Teach Happier This School Year. Did you know that at the beginning of the fourth quarter of the college football game, you'll see players and fans hold up four fingers? Do you know why? It's because at the beginning of the fourth quarter, when players and coaches are physically and emotionally tired, they remind themselves that the fourth quarter is ours. No matter the score, up or down, they treat it like it's the beginning of the game and they try to claim it. I don't even need to draw the parallel, right? As we enter the fourth quarter of the school year, we're growing tired. So tired, teacher tired, emotionally, physically, all of it. But remember, on day one of school, we decided we weren't going to just start a new school year, but rather begin a legacy with a whole new group of students. And now that we're in Q4, let's not just end our year. Let's try to continue to work towards that legacy. Let's strive for just a few more aha moments. Let's strengthen the connections with the students in front of us. Do you think this is just a football metaphor? Hold, please. Our daughter is learning how to drive, and as she's learning, she asks really great questions about everything from traffic rules to how cars work. Her latest question? Asking about the word alignment. What even is that? She asked. I said, well, it's kind of hard to explain. It's how the car is steady and feels even or balanced. You don't really think about alignment until something feels off. Never ignore when your car feels unaligned. Now you're seeing it, right? Never ignore when the car feels unaligned. Most of us are likely feeling a little off kilter at this time of year. Way back in season one, one of our first podcast episodes was titled, Act the Way You Want to Feel. Don't you just love that? Act the way you want to feel. It's one of my favorites. So how about it? You want to feel a little more on kilter? Make a small shift in your words or actions to help you feel that way. You want to reset your alignment to feel just a bit more steady? We know that we get what we think about, so maybe a small shift in thought is in order. Whatever these small shifts are, they can all help us claim this fourth quarter as ours. As we begin to turn the corner to this fourth and final quarter of the school year, we get just one more tiny piece of driving advice I shared with my daughter, and now we're going to get as educators. I told her this, before you turn a corner safely, you have to slow down. Amidst the emotional and physical exhaustion, we have the option to rev down our engines a bit to make that final turn. And we can also turn up the volume and listen to our head and heart. Hold up those four fingers with me. Claim this time. Let's remember that the fourth quarter is ours. Small shifts bring the biggest gifts. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to this week's Teach Happier episode. If you'd like to connect further, hop on over to suzannedaly.com or catch me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.